backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
And that history is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A couple of late developments yesterday. The Russians claim they have taken the port city, of Kherson. In the second largest city in Ukraine, they're sending in paratroopers. So they are circumventing the problems they've had with their convoy coming into Kyiv, and they're just raining paratroopers down and killing civilians. The Pentagon, piece of confidential information that's come out, is seeking back channels with the Russian military to prevent Ukraine, the Ukraine invasion, from escalating to nuclear war. This is similar to the back channels that we had in Syria when the Ruskies went into Syria and started bombing. And of course, we had American planes there too. And there had to be some protocol to make sure that Russian and American planes didn't get into it. By the way, remember Colonel Alexander Vindman? He's a hero in my view. He was on the National Security Council, expert on Ukraine, born in Ukraine, solid American. Trump got rid of him because he testified at the impeachment hearing of Trump for betraying us on Ukraine, for threatening Zelensky with withholding arms to defend himself against Russia, unless he came up with dirt on Joe Biden. In any event, Alexander Vindman just said that Trump, Crooked Mike Pompeo, and Fox News, especially Tucker Carlson and his ilk, helped bring about Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They're the ones that telegraphed sympathy for Putin, signaled that they would not do anything to stop Putin. In fact, when Trump won the election, in the interregnum period, where Obama was still president after the November 2016 election, till Trump was sworn in 2017, Michael Flynn, Don Trump Jr., and others got on the phone with the Russians and said that they would suspend any sanctions that Obama put on them. Russia is an evil state. People are not evil. Their government is evil. Russia is now using vacuum bombs in Ukraine. A vacuum bomb is a thermobaric weapon. They attacked a preschool with it in northeastern Ukraine while civilians took shelter in a bomb shelter. The CNN saw a vacuum rocket launcher near the border on the Russian side. They're launching vacuum bombs. That is a war crime. A vacuum bomb is a fuel air explosive. It's a container of fuel and two separate explosives. When it goes off, it sucks the oxygen out of the atmosphere for a period around it. Sucks the oxygen out of the air. These preschoolers were attacked with that in northeastern Ukraine. They have tiny little lungs, little ones. You can't breathe if the oxygen is sucked out of your lungs. It collapses your lungs. It's a terror weapon. The Ruskies are a terror state. The Ruskies are a terror state. They are lashing out. Dmitry Medvedev, the number two guy on their Security Council, he was briefly president of Russia before Putin amended the Constitution to put him in for life, basically till 2036, when he'll be 84. Dmitry Medvedev is a hack, servile to Putin. And he issued a statement the other day saying, quote, economic wars have often turned into real wars, end quote. Talking about the sanctions that were being leveled against Russia by the West. One of the concerns I have, and I've got to tell you this, there's a concept called suicide by cop. Suicide by cop. There have been people, knowing they're committing suicide, who will run in at some police officers shooting, knowing they'll be shot back. Vladimir Putin is a sadist. He is isolated. He can't get a date, not because he couldn't just kidnap somebody if he wanted to, but because he's afraid of assassination. When he meets, even with his own cabinet, he makes them sit 50 feet away. You've seen these long tables? All it takes is a little dot of polonium on a napkin. They sent assassins into England and they killed a guy who wrote a book saying that Putin had come to power because 20 years ago, he had his secret police bomb Russian apartment buildings, killing 350 people, then falsely saying it was Chechenians and they temporarily needed a strong man and then he'd step down. They also went to another English city and smeared a highly toxic poison on a doorknob that the guy they were trying to kill and his daughter touched, got violently ill, fortunately didn't die, but it was enough poison to poison the whole city. There are poisons like that, and he knows about them. He's used them. He's afraid they'll be used against him. Nobody can come within 50 feet. They'll leave the food on a tray 50 feet away. I don't know how he prevents poison being put in the food. But what he is he is obsessed with assassination. And he needs release. He needs some society. And a sadist takes physical pleasure out of seeing other people cry, out of other seeing other people suffer. What I am concerned about is at some point he commits suicide by cop. He launches a nuclear weapon. We immediately respond. All of Europe responds. Britain and France have nuclear weapons. Moscow and St. Petersburg disappear. He disappears and he goes down in history. Essentially, like an assassin. That's why, quite frankly, I think it's come to the point, and you don't talk about this in polite company, but I'm sure the CIA has thought about this. How to take him out. How to take him out. Now, a lot of ways to do it. I'll give you some historical ways. Ceausescu in Romania was like Lukashenko in Belarus, subservient to Moscow, vicious to his own people. And the crowd just lined up and they dragged him out and they killed him on Christmas Day in 1988. And his wife, too, by the way. Putin is now subject to what the Chinese call a human flesh search. What is a human flesh search? Pioneered in China, what, 20 years ago or longer. Started when there was a guy, there was a newspaper article, and a guy had terribly abused an animal, a cat or a dog. People got angry. And they went on the internet and 10, 20 million people went after him. Now, this is a country of almost 1.5 billion people, so it's a small amount, percentage, but it's a very large number of people. If you have 10 or 20 million people saying you are inhuman, you're a monster, it gets to you after a while. A lot more to talk about. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
My heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long tongue.